Hello and welcome to 5 Minutes With, Upstage's ongoing series of podcasts where we get to spend a short amount of time with a very interesting person. I'm Matthew, hopefully you know me by now. I'm the Chief Creative Officer of Upstage, and I'm delighted today we're joined by someone from our very own team, our new design studio that's been going for about a year now. And she's an excellent member of our team, a great designer, and I'm thrilled to welcome Lauren joining me today. Lauren, thank you so much for being here.
And thanks, Matthew. Yes, it's great to be part of the team and great to be able to chat to you today.
Excellent, excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about how you got into design. Is this something you were always interested in?
Yes, I've had an interest in design and creativity for as long as I can remember. I loved art classes in school, which I still do. Mm-hmm. And I still love flipping through magazines just to look at the pictures and adverts.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Completely right. There's something so engaging about design. It sparks that fire within me and gets me thinking about those things that could be different. I definitely love coming up with new ideas, developing those ideas into reality, and then seeing how everything turns out in the end.
Yeah. Absolutely. Very, very rewarding to see it all come together. But you obviously work on such a wide variety of different types of design. There's all sorts of things going on in the studio at the moment. How do you begin? How do you approach the project? What's Lauren's starting point?
So the first step would ultimately be finding out what the client actually wants, what their objective is, and who they're actually talking to. So they target audience and all of that
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
From there, I or the team sit down together and formulate the ideas. We do this through thorough research, solid and proper planning, and then we go on to executing. And then we take design thinking into mind, as well as we look at the things or the designs from the user's point of view. So we look at it from the concept of all angles and all viewpoints.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of work that goes on, it sounds like, before you even actually start designing anything from a research perspective. Absolutely. Now, I know that a lot of what's coming across your desk at the moment is clients asking us to take really complicated, complex pieces of information or messaging and to turn that into something that's more accessible. And that's not easy. What are some of the challenges involved? And I guess, how do you in the studio go about solving them?
So often clients come to us with a grand big idea with lots of writing and an unclear set plan that is bound to overwhelm anybody on any day. The key as a designer is to break down this information and then translate it into easy, biteable chunks of information to understand the visuals and messaging. So be it simple and clean or conceptual and strategic. Mm-hmm. And in today's fast world, you know, graphic designers need to get the point across simply and efficiently just to break that mold. To stand out from the crowd.
There is no time to hang about nowadays. We live in a now world.
Exactly.
Yeah. So with all of this data and this content and messaging out there, what's the role that design plays in making sure that among all that noise, that the communication is really clear and really effective?
Yeah. So again, creating a great design piece is actually about standing out from the clutter. Mm. So we need to keep their messaging clear and concise and work along the lines of inform, inspire and motivate. So as well as keep the brand versatility in mind. Visual hierarchy is very important. It's a great design principle. You know, white space in print and digital layout is an often underappreciated aspect of design.
Oh, I love white space.
Yeah, and it allows the eye to focus on key elements of a page. And it can be used to create contrast between those different elements. And the more white space, the better.
Amen. So how much space do you think you should leave generally? Just a little something we can teach everybody today. What's a good rule of thumb?
A really good rule of thumb is to leave 20% of the background image blank. It allows for easy reading and makes it easy to focus on specific areas of information. It's really good in helping guide your audience's eyes around the page, keeping them engaged. You know, something fresh, something open, something clean and like minimalistic.
I'm all in favor of that. What about iconography?
Yes, so that is another really clever way to help you communicate your information in a really engaging way. They're really good for breaking your long, drawn-out sentences into smaller chunks of info. Everyone knows the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. And infographic design is all about this idea. You know, we're visual creatures as humans.
Yeah.
We're inspired by the images, which are instant and visceral. Mm-hmm. Large pieces of writing take time and effort and processing.
Yeah.
Neither of which we have in our busy days. No. You know, part of.
So what's your job then in this process?
So part of my job is being an interpreter as a designer.
Mm.
You know, like with a foreign language, you can tap it into Google Translate and you'll get something quite clunky and awkward.
Yeah.
Exactly. But as an interpreter, we'll ensure that all the nuances come across so the audience truly understands the message. And that really is a big part of what I do from a design perspective.
I love that idea of it being like an interpreter, because not everyone always understands their audience and knows what the messaging is going to land with, what's going to move them, what's going to motivate them. So I think design, and you've shared this with us, Lauren, plays a really important part in that. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. It's a real pleasure. And get back to work.
Thanks, Matthew. It was lovely chatting to you, and I will definitely get back to work.
Thanks, Lauren.